From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Private Wi-Fi networks will soon be legal in Cuba for the very first time. Some South Floridians are hoping the change will make it easier to communicate with relatives on the island. But as WLRN intern Gerard Albert tells us, others have their doubts.
That was the reaction to the news inside a barbershop in Little Havana. Older Cubans who left the island years ago were skeptical the government would actually follow through. Jesus Leal Diaz was waiting for a haircut when he heard that more Cubans would have internet access. If the Castro regime was sincere about opening up the internet, Diaz says, they would have already done it. Younger Cuban Americans are more hopeful. Bianca Utset is a student at Florida International University. She wants to be able to call her family on WhatsApp without the call dropping.
Absolutely. I think that's really good news, actually, because, you know, a lot of us don't get to talk to our family over there, and the chance to be able to is really, like, I think it's good news.
According to Cuban state media, the change will take place at the end of July. But the government will still have control over internet service overall. I'm Gerard Albert in Miami.
If you have family or friends in Central Florida that you regularly talk to on the phone, you might have to get used to a new area code. That region is growing so fast that the 407 and 321 codes are running out of numbers, so a new 689 area code will begin on Tuesday. Anyone who requests a new cell phone or landline number will be assigned the 689 area code in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties and parts of Lake and Volusia counties. Customers who already have 407 and 321 numbers will not see any changes. The prediction that 407 and 321 would run out of combinations came last year from an agency called the North American Numbering Plan Administration, which oversees such forecasts. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.